Explain how you are eligible to become a U.S. citizen.
I am over 18 years old and I have been a legal permanent resident for 5 years.
What is your full name?
Antonio Vasquez Gonzalez.
What is your date of birth?
September 16, 1979.
What is your date of permanent residence?
May 25th, 2009.
What is the country of your birth?
Mexico.
What is the country of your nationality?
Mexico.
What is your current home address?
2867 South Abel Road, Milpitas, California, 95035.
Is your mother or father a U.S. citizen?
No, they are citizens of Mexico.
Are you Hispanic or Latino?
Yes, I am Hispanic or Latino.
Do you work?
Yes, I work and go to school.
Have you taken any trips outside the U.S. during the last 5 years?
I go to Mexico every year for Christmas.
What is your current marital status?
I am married.
Do you have any children?
I have 3 children.
Have you ever claimed to be a U.S. citizen?
No.
What is claimed to be a U.S. citizen?
My permanent resident status. I claim to be a U.S. citizen. It is to lie about my permanent resident status.
I see. Have you ever voted in the United States?
No, I have never voted in the U.S.
Have you ever failed to file your taxes?
I always pay my taxes.
Do you belong to any groups, organizations, unions, or clubs?
I belong to a labor union.
Have you ever been a terrorist?
No.
What is a terrorist?
A terrorist uses a bomb and violence to control people and governments.
Have you ever badly hurt or killed a person on purpose?
I have never killed or raped anyone.
Have you ever participated in a rebel group, militia, or army?
I served 2 years in the Mexican army.
Have you ever worked in a place like a prison or labor camp?
I never worked in a place where people were forced to stay or work.
Have you ever been a member of a gang?
I have never been part of a group that uses weapons or threatens people.
Have you ever sold or given weapons to another person?
I have never sold guns to another person.
Have you ever received military or weapons training?
I received military and weapons training in the Mexican Army.
Have you ever forced a child under 15 to become a soldier or help a soldier?
I have never forced a child to become a soldier.
Have you ever been arrested?
No.
What is arrested?
Arrested is when the police stop you and take you to jail because the police think that you disobeyed the law.
Have you ever sold or smuggled illegal drugs?
No.
What are illegal drugs?
Illegal drugs are against the law. Examples of illegal drugs are heroin and crystal meth.
Have you ever married someone to get a green card?
I didn't get married to legalize my residency.
Have you ever lied to the U.S. government to get public benefits, for example, welfare?
I have never lied to the U.S. government.
Have you ever been deported?
No.
What is deported?
Deported means that ICE arrests and kicks me out of the U.S. and I have to go back to my old country.
Do you support the U.S. Constitution?
Yes.
What is the U.S. Constitution?
The supreme law of the land.
Are you willing to take the oath of allegiance?
Yes.
What is the oath of allegiance?
I promise with my life that I will always be loyal to the United States.
Do you promise to bear arms when required by U.S. law?
Yes.
What is to bear arms?
To bear arms means to carry a weapon to protect the U.S. when the law requires it.
Do you promise to perform non-combatant work?
Yes.
What is non-combatant?
A cook or translator.
Do you promise to help during a national emergency?
Yes.
What is a national emergency?
Oh, a major flood.
What are the two rights of everyone living in the United States?
Freedom of expression, speech.
Name one American Indian tribe in the United States.
Pueblo.
What is an amendment?
An amendment is a change to the Bill of Rights.
What are the two parts of the U.S. Congress?
The Senate and the House of Representatives.
Name two U.S. holidays.
Labor Day and Veterans Day.
What happened at the Constitutional Convention?
The Founding Fathers wrote the Constitution.
Name one war fought by the United States in the 1900s.
The Vietnam War.
What is one promise you make when you become a United States citizen?
To serve in the U.S. military if needed.
What are two ways that Americans can participate in their democracy?
Join a community group, publicly support or oppose an issue or policy.
What ocean is on the west coast of the United States?
The Pacific Ocean.
All right, could you please sign your name here? And print your name. Congratulations, you're going to make a fantastic American citizen.